Hello again, beautiful people, and welcome to The Other Side, where Maverick Minds meet. I am your host, Annabelle Kemi. Thank you for joining me on this episode. So today I'll be talking about what I have tagged, Unraveling the Path to Inner Peace. You know, I live in one of the most chaotic cities in Nigeria, Lagos. Many refer to Lagos as a madhouse and would often joke about the life expectancy of people living in the city being cut short by 50%. In a place like this, you are constantly strained and practically living on the edge. I'm sure you'd wonder why I still live in such a place. Well, the answer is simple. I love Lagos. I also thrive despite the chaos because lately I have been paying more attention to finding inner peace, and this has helped me to stay quite centered generally. If you live a chaotic life or feel suffocated by the uncertainty around you, then this article is for you. It is time you cultivate your inner peace. Amid life's chaos, inner peace becomes an invaluable sanctuary, a state that transcends chaos, a tranquil haven within yourself. Now, what exactly is inner peace? Inner peace isn't merely the absence of external disturbances. It is an internal harmony amidst life's fluctuations. Spiritual leader and mindfulness advocates, Thich Nhat Hanh, I hope I pronounced that correctly, sums it up quite beautifully when he says, "Peace is the present right here and now, in ourselves and in everything we do and see." In essence, inner peace is an intrinsic quality awaiting discovery within you. Inner peace isn't a destination. It is a continuous journey. It requires consistent and daily practice. There are time-tested pathways that could help anyone cultivate and nurture this serene state of being. Some of such pathways to nurturing inner peace are the thrust of this podcast today. The first thing I would like to talk about is the gateway to tranquility, which in essence is mindfulness. Mindfulness serves as a compass to guide us to inner peace. Jon Kabat-Zinn, a pioneer mindfulness meditation expert, explains that mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way on a purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. I know that's a mouthful, but when you listen to it again, you understand what he's saying. He's simply saying that engaging in mindfulness practices such as meditation and mindful breathing, nurturing awareness of your thoughts and emotions, all these help to foster a calmer inner landscape. Now, amidst the cacophony of modern life, like in Lagos, embracing moments of silence and solitude becomes essential. This is, however, often hard for a lot of people, including me, to do. I have found that with meditation, consistent practice is the only key. It doesn't have to be long periods. Just start with a few minutes of intense concentration and breath work. With time, you'll get used to it, and it will help quieten the noise in your mind and externally too. Let's talk about relinquishing the weight of attachments, which will help you attain inner peace. Letting go is one of the most difficult things to do. Essentially, we generally tend to tighten our mental grip on the things that cause us stress because we feel by doing that, we will find the solution to our problems. Sadly, it is usually the opposite. Holding on and pondering on issues only skew our perspectives and make the problems seem larger than they truly are. Renowned spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle put it quite succinctly when he said, "The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it." So inner peace flourishes when we unshackle ourselves from attachments, be it to challenges, outcomes, possessions, or past grievances. Letting go liberates us from the burdens that hinder our inner peace. The next point is harnessing the power of appreciation, simply embracing gratitude. Gratitude is a potent elixir for inner peace. Brené Brown affirms this by stating that she doesn't have to chase extraordinary moments to find happiness because it's right in front of her if she pays attention and practices gratitude. When was the last time you said thank you to yourself and thank you to God? Embracing gratitude shifts your focus from scarcity to abundance. I have made it a habit to always write down the things I am grateful for at the end of every day. To cap it up, the last thing I do before I go to bed every night is to say a prayer of gratitude, no matter how stressful that day was. I do not ask for anything from the God I serve. I only say thank you. This practice has not only reduced stress for me, but has immensely boosted my inner peace. Another point you need to note if you want to attain that state of inner peace is nurturing inner harmony through self-compassion. Compassion towards yourself is a crucial ingredient in the pursuit for inner peace. Psychologist Kristen Neff stated that self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and support you'd show to a good friend. Basically, be kind to yourself. Embrace self-compassion. It is part of what acknowledges your humanity, and it helps you foster resilience amidst life's challenges. Give yourself a break from negative self-talk and recognize that you are a fallible being. You will always make mistakes. You don't have to always have everything under control. So just be kind to yourself. Now, you also need to surrender to the flow of life if you must develop inner peace. A lot of times, we lose our inner peace when we experience or anticipate some form of change or transition. Recently, I transitioned from a 9-to-5 to doing my own thing. And trust me, it wasn't easy, especially when it involves losing someone in your life or something dear to us like a friend, a job like, well, I didn't lose my job, I purposely transitioned, or even a pet. It could be your dog or your cat. Times like this in your life kind of shake the flow and affect your inner peace. And when this happens, it is vital to remember that nothing is permanent. Philosopher Alan Watts suggests that the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge right into it, move with it, and join the dance. Embracing impermanence allows us to navigate life's transitions with grace. It eases our resistance to change and facilitates inner peace. Now, note that the pursuit of inner peace is a profound odyssey that encompasses mindfulness, release, gratitude, compassion, and acceptance. Each step towards inner peace holds immense transformative powers. It allows us to navigate life's tumultuous waters with grace and resilience. As Rumi puts it, your task is not to just seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that have built against it. In the same vein, to find inner peace, you must remove the barriers to tranquility in your mind and daily life. Ultimately, you realize that inner peace is not as elusive as the world makes it seem. And so on this note, I pray that your journey to inner peace is a voyage of self-discovery to unveil the serenity that resides within you. I wish you love and light as you embark on the journey to embracing inner peace. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Other Side, where maverick minds meet. Once again, I am Annabelle Kemi. It was such a delight discussing this with you all. And please, like I always do, I enjoin you to please like, share, and subscribe to this channel. This way we can improve this channel. And also, if you have comments, questions, and suggestions, please feel free to state them in the comment section, or go ahead and send me a personal email. I promise I'll reply. That's why I'm here. Thank you for joining us on the other side, and see you again next week.